You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We're broadcasting live from the Swan Family Home up in Orlando, where we're attending the Nikki Freed for Agriculture Commissioner fundraiser up here. I want to thank the Swan family. I want to thank John Morgan for putting all this together. Of course, Alex Sink will be here. We're going to have a great time. But the main thing is we're going to talk about the medical marijuana industry here in the second half of our show. Now, we've got Jake Bergman. He's actually outside on the other line closing a deal right now. So he'll be on as soon as he finishes that. And Wanda, are you out there?
I'm in here.
Oh, that's great. How's Fluffy doing?
Oh, he's wandering around these days. He's busy.
I really miss you guys.
We miss you
so
here.
So, Wanda, anything interesting going on down there that I'm missing out on?
Well, there's the parking lot that is known as the Dolphin Expressway is looking really exciting, and weather has dried up a little bit. We're good. We're good over here.
Yeah, poured like a crazy thing a couple minutes ago, but now it's pretty good.
How are things in Orlando? How's Nikki?
Nikki's doing great. We're having a great event up here. There's all kinds of people getting ready. They're starting to come in. They've already come up and said, Jim, you better be done by 5 minutes to 7 because you're in the room that the event is going to be in. And, of course, I responded, of course I'll be done by 5 to 7, maybe 4 to 7. But we'll be done by then. And, you know, the folks are coming in. They're shaking hands, kissing babies. Nikki's here. As is her staff. And I must tell you, it's just an amazing thing. I'm so highly motivated and positively oriented just by meeting her team. It's just a bunch of hard-charging young people that are just refreshing. It's wonderful to be around them. You know, I'm in the real estate thing and the radio thing, but I don't know what politics thing. And coming here and being involved with a little bit of the politics thing is a kind of nice breath of fresh air. And I met with one of my friends, and he was wonderful enough to say, hey, Jim, you got that medical marijuana card? I said, yes, I do. He goes, so then you're legally doing marijuana?
Oh, I said, geez. Yes.
He goes, how does that work? I go, well, you got to go. You got to see the doctor. They don't just give it to anybody. When they do give it to you, it's something that you really needed to have, and it's real important, and it's medicine, and you got to treat it like that. You know, we have Dr. Michelle Wiener on, and she talks about that all the time.
She's great.
Yeah, Dr. Michelle is terrific. Mm-hmm. Jake came in, but he's now talking to the hosts, and there's no way I'm going to break him away from our hosts.
Hey, you know, I have a little clip. I found a little clip that it totally relates to this medical thing with a grandmother.
Really?
A grandmother was arrested. Did you hear about that?
No, tell me.
You want me to play it for you?
Play a little for me,
Are you listening? Okay, here we go.
I'm listening right now. Absolutely ridiculous to put her through this like that. They could have given her a ticket and to show us your card later.
That's ridiculous what they do to people. They don't need to make you that cold. The old Arthur was screaming at me.
She won't know who Arthur is.
Arthritis. After I smoke, I go down to a 1, pain-wise. Before I smoke, I would say I'm an 8 right now. That's what I want people to do. Yeah. Don't be ashamed of it. Something that's going to help you feel better. I'm hoping that we all learn a lesson from this and we make amends. People will get out and vote for it. We're the ones that have to stand up. We are the people. We just got to fight for our rights.
Vote, folks, vote. Get out there and vote.
Okay, well, we got Jake here. Jake Bergman's here with me here now. We've been talking to Jake off and on for the last few months about the medical marijuana and the process of medical marijuana getting legalized here in the state, and also the process of your business. I hear there's been a really new great investment at the C level. You at the C level already?
Yes. It's what's called a Series C equity financing.
I don't know. I'm not a big public finance guy. What can I tell you?
It's essentially our third round of financing. So we've gone through, as the business started, you know, Series A, then a Series B, and then now this is our third round of major funding. It's a $65 million Series C transaction. The lead investor on that is Bo Wrigley Jr. He was former CEO of the Wrigley Gum Company, which maybe you've heard of, and
a little bit.
Yeah, he's going to be, I think, a great asset to us and the whole industry.
Amazing marketing strength they must bring. Amazing marketing strength.
You know, when they always say to bring people on board that are smarter than you. So I think this is certainly one of those instances where I found someone who is, I think, a leader globally in marketing, and I think will do great things.
It's very exciting to hear. Now, let's bring it back to the state of Florida. Now, we know that we're here. We're at a party, an event that John Morgan sponsored. We know that John Morgan's been working to provide the will of the people to be brought here by a lawsuit to do what the people call the flower. That's when they smoke marijuana. Right now, you can have a patch, you can do a liquid, and you can do a vapor, right?
That's essentially correct. You can have any cannabis product that you can pull from the oil.
Okay.
Except edibles.
Oh.
You can't eat it. And you can't smoke it. You can't smoke the raw flower.
So what's the logic behind that?
I'm not a legislator, nor am I a judge. I'm entitled to my own private opinions, I suppose, about how the Constitution is written. I, of course, think that it's pretty plain that you should be allowed to see that 71% of Floridians voted for medical marijuana. When they voted for that, they were thinking about all forms of marijuana.
100%. Now, Jake, what prompted you? You were an entrepreneur before this marijuana thing happened. Got involved or an early stage, an early mover in this. What prompted you to want to get involved with this industry? Because there's a lot of people talking, but not a lot of people jumping.
Yeah, it's certainly a challenging industry to work within. Every time you see the headlines, you hear about the different kind of regulatory challenges a lot of companies run into. I've always been an entrepreneur, so this was no different for me than several other businesses that I've tried to start. It's just probably our sixth or seventh my seventh attempt to start something. So eventually, if you keep working at it, it'll hit. And I think this was particularly compelling for me because I kind of saw it as I described it as seeing an opportunity that was a midpoint between Bob Marley and Big Pharma.
Right there. Yeah, absolutely. And so you brought up Big Pharma, and things have been kind of clunky in the rollout here in the state of Florida and across the country. Is there a reason for that they may have a little bit of involvement in, because they maybe think this stuff works?
I don't know for sure. all I can tell you is that, a lot of the legislators, receive campaign donations from groups tied to pharma. And, sometimes those can be the same ones that are very difficult to convince of the value of medical marijuana.
Oh, you're a politician, not only a CEO and a founder, you're a politician here.
This is what we see, do I think the Big Pharma is threatened by this? I don't know. I think they've tried it before. I mean, they are threatened. They should be thinking about it. But remember, Big Pharma has tried this before with Marinol. They tried to create synthetic THC. Cannabis doesn't work under the current pharmaceutical model. If the pharma model is single molecule and cannabis is a whole plant with 400 molecules in it.
And that's something I wanted to talk about for just a second. We only got a couple minutes in this segment. It may take us over to the next segment. But everybody says, well, marijuana is marijuana. And then you walk into the dispensary, and they talk about, well, there's this strain, and this takes away your stress, and this strain. And, but it's got to be the fact, because the FDA just approved one to treat diseases. They're finally seeing the light here.
That's correct. So, it's hard to say. One of the things they always say is they want more research, more research, more research. And, of course, we're actually not allowed to do research under federal law right now, which is crazy.
Oh, man.
No, the drug that's approved is called Epidiolex. It's CBD, and it's great. It's the first time I think the FDA has come out and publicly said, oh, yes, a part of this plant has real medical benefits. And, by the way, they said it's not addictive.
Well, my whole big thing is that it's a plant, and it's derived from a plant, just like aspirin, so I just don't really get what their hang up is, unless it's somebody's ox getting gored. And since we're going to let people think about an ox getting gored, we'll let that hang out there for a minute. We're going to come right back with Jake. Everybody think whose ox is getting gored. Wanda, take us away, but bring us back real fast, because Jake's got a lot of good stuff to tell us in the next segment.
Do it, baby.